At 3 o'clock on the afternoon, there was a loud peal at the bell, an authoritative voice in the hall, and, to my surprise, no less a person than Mr. Athelney Jones was shown up to me. Very different was he, however, from the brusque and masterful professor of common sense who had taken over the case so confidently at Upper Norwood. His expression was downcast, and his bearing meek, and even apologetic.
"Good day, sir, good day," said he. "Mr. Sherlock Holmes is out, I understand."
"Yes, and I cannot be sure when he will be back, but perhaps you would care to wait. Take that chair and try one of these cigars."
"Thank you. I don't mind if I do,"
said he, mopping his face with a red bandana handkerchief. "And a whiskey and soda?"
"Well, half a glass. It is very hot for the time of year, and I have had a good deal to worry and try me. You know my theory about this Norwood case?"
"I remember that you expressed one."
"Well, I have been obliged to reconsider it. I had my net drawn tightly round Mr. Sholto, sir, when pop he went through a hole in the middle of it. He was able to prove an alibi which could not be shaken. From the time that he left his brother's room, he was never out of sight of someone or other. So it could not be he who climbed over roofs and through trapdoors. It's a very dark case, and my professional credit is at stake. I should be very glad of a little assistance."